Here in California, around South Lake Tahoe, residents are still coming to terms with the Angora fire, which destroyed more than 250 homes in June. They're asking what could have been done to prevent it. And fire officials in California are looking to Nevada, which has devoted considerable money and attention to fire prevention. As Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports, one Nevada community in particular has taken the lead.
Fire Division Chief Norb Zurich drives his truck up a winding street in a subdivision in Incline Village on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe. The homes all have wood detailing that makes the neighborhood look like something out of The Sound of Music. Motioning to the steep hillside above the homes, Zurich says it has been cleared of brush and many trees have been removed.
We've broken up the fuel continuity to where we don't believe that we would have a high-intensity fire come through here.
Zurich leads the fuels management program for the North Lake Tahoe Fire Protection District. He oversees two 20-person hand crews. He calls them extreme gardeners. They thin forested lands, help homeowners clear defensible space around their homes, and set controlled burns to clear away brush.
We were one of the first in the western United States to take the proactive approach of doing fuels treatment, not just recommending defensible space to homeowners, but the fire district themselves going out, finding the funding, and taking that proactive approach.
Zurich stops in another neighborhood and hikes up a hill to show off his crew's handiwork. In the past 5 years, they've created a halo, a protective ring around Incline Village.
So what we're going to walk to is part of our halo that we've done understory burning on.
The halo is designed to slow the advance of a wildfire.
And you can see we've greatly reduced the ground fuel load. We've thinned out some trees.
Zurich's agency was the first to sign an agreement with regional environmental regulators, allowing fire officials to mark trees for removal from people's property. Before, it was quite an undertaking, as residents had to go to the environmental agency themselves to get permits. Now all of the fire districts around the lake in both California and Nevada have followed Zurich's lead and have similar cooperative agreements. Across the border in California, just miles from the site of the Angora wildfire, Martin Goldberg marks a tree for removal with red spray paint. Goldberg is the forestry supervisor for the Lake Valley Fire Protection District. A local resident called him for a consultation.
You know, I don't want to get that canopy fire and then torch the deck. That's what
we can move. We can take these two in between, kind of open up between these two trees, mark them.
Ever since the fire, Goldberg says residents have been clamoring to have their homes inspected. Before the blaze, Goldberg says he tried to generate interest in fire prevention without success.
We did send out 5,000 flyers for a demonstration day. Unfortunately, we only had 80 in attendance.
Goldberg says he'd love to create a halo around his community of South Lake Tahoe, just like they have in Incline Village. But he says Incline has certain advantages. For starters, the community is largely ringed by land owned by one local agency. The ownership is far more complicated in California. And there's also a question of funding. On the Nevada side, there are state grants for tree removal, not in California. Bruce Turbyville chairs the California Fire Safe Council.
Why is there always enough money to fight the fire? Because we always fight them and they always go out. But there's never enough money to prevent the fire.
Turbyville says a bill to grant money to the Fire Safe Council is now stalled in California's state legislature. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.